Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey guys, Mike Golic Jr. here on behalf of the whole family for Sorry in Advance. Appreciate y'all downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing, by the way. Always good. Maybe go do it again. Unsubscribe, resubscribe. You know the drill. No new episode this week. We are still mentally, physically, and emotionally recovering from Jenny learning what a wet dream was on last week's podcast, and it brought up some old memories. We realized that some of you may be new to this podcast. Every podcast could be someone's first. And as we talked about the tire rotation episode, we realized that is now pretty far in the past for us. So we wanted to go back into the Sorry in Advance vault, pull out one of what I believe is our best podcasts, and allow others to maybe learn alongside Jenny as we go through the mysteries of life, the automotive industry, and tire rotations. Here's the pod.
Hola y buenvenidos. Sorry in Advance.
Jeez.
Sorry, okay. Jenny was speaking. I say Jenny was speaking Spanish before the podcast.
She counted she said, 1, 2, 3.
She said uno, dos. She didn't even get to trace. And yet I gave her credit for being bilingual. It is Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast. Thank you guys for coming and checking in as always. Subscribe, rate, review, leave a review, leave a 5-star rating, all that good stuff. We greatly appreciate anyone who shows up here. For anyone who might be new to the party, I am Mike Golic Jr., sitting alongside my father, Mike Golic Sr. I am joined by our mother, Chris Golic, noted Chicago Bears fan, speaker of things into existence. I know, it's kind of a sore subject. This is being recorded after week one of the NFL season. My sister, former Bears employee, now dater of Bears tight end, Sydney Golic, former Notre Dame swimmer.
It happens.
You got to speak it into existence.
Exactly. That's my motto, man.
My God. Sydney's too. And that other disembodied voice you heard is my brother, Jake Golic, former Notre Dame and Cincinnati Bearcats tight end, joined by his wife, Janice.
Hola.
Dog mom and bilingual crier.
Former athlete, geez.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Give her full bio.
She got hurt. She didn't
but
get
But is
get
track and field a sport?
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Max Kellerman.
Yeah. How about that?
Embrace the bait.
Wow.
Suck you didn't do a sport, Jan. Should have played hockey.
I wish.
Did you fart again?
Nope. Oh. Mike Sr. has some severe intestinal problems working today. Oh, you did.
Oh, my God. We record this in a very small room in Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No. He was doing it all during our workout today.
We're now witnessing my mom and brother die in a small room.
I'm trying to go without breathing.
We have about 20 more minutes into this.
He did this before we started recording, and it took so long to clear out of the room. Oh, my God.
We're sorry.
Pull it together, Mike. You're a professional.
I'm holding my nose trying to do this podcast.
Breathe through your mouth.
I don't want to barf.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that ketchup? Is that ketchup?
No, it's all eggs and fire. This sucks.
It's Indian food in a dirty diaper.
Oh, this is worse than the time the raccoon got into the printer.
Oh.
Okay. You know what it is? It smells like an ice cream cone full of burnt nails. Oh, it smells like strawberry ass.
If suddenly Mike and I just don't speak anymore.
Oh my God. This is what I imagine carbon monoxide poison's like.
Can we be professional here?
Can you be professional? Can you? You're doing it again, aren't you? You're making a face like you're selling your
face. The real question is, how often does Trey Wingo have to put up with this? Mikey, do you have to put up with this
a lot? I'm gassier in the mornings than anyone else.
Yes, you are.
But they're
yes,
the kind, like, they're the fun and loud kind, not the quiet and sad kind.
Yeah, these are really sad.
Yeah. I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a burning feeling, but go ahead.
Well, this sucks almost as much as Mom and Sydney going to the Bears game.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Hey. It was a great experience. I had a blast.
You guys went to the Thursday Night Football, the season opener for the 100th season of the NFL, the Bears versus Packers, the oldest rivalry in the league.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was kind of like the national championship. It was awesome for like the first little bit.
Oh, wow. She's bringing that up on you guys. No, holy smokes.
No, it was fun, and it wasn't a great game for the
Chicago
Bears.
So, Sydney, that was an evening game. Could you tell everybody about you and your mother pre-gaming in the afternoon at your place?
So Mom got absolutely faced off of one can of Moscow Mule. Like, we were having a conversation. This is about 2 p.m. And her words just start, like, slurring. And she slumped on the couch. And I just lock eyes with her. I was like, are you up right now?
Mark
and she goes,
that time.
Baby, I don't know.
And you were.
I was feeling it. I mean,
gone off the mule.
Yeah.
She sobered up on the trade run down, and then we got Italian beef sandwiches, and all was fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. That's great absorption.
Those mules
right there
are pretty potent that come in the can, though.
They
I'm
are
not
really
going to lie.
Good. We are looking for sponsors, and we do like those.
Let's face it. I'm not a big drinker.
No, you're not.
So, you proved it.
Yeah.
You are more into the hard drugs. I do know that.
Cocaine mom.
What a disaster this is already.
Yeah, man. It really is. We're off the rails.
Oh, some
today
of the stories we got coming up is going to get a lot worse, let me tell you.
This episode is going to be a little reckless.
Oh, yeah, this one really is.
Faded and X-rated.
Oh,
so,
my God. Yeah. But we got some great stuff to talk about as well from Merchant.
We'll have that coming up in a little bit. We'll tease that off. We have some announcements about potential merchandise. Mom went through the guerrilla marketing campaign of making hats and sending them out to people that left reviews, and we'll still continue that. Obviously, leave a 5-star review and leave a comment along with it. Sometimes we'll read them on air, and if it's a good one that we read on air, my mom will send you a hat, and she's been sending them around. We've been slowly growing the troops in this army, but we have some announcements about merch coming up soon. But first, we have to hear about a mistake that Jenny made that we want to quiz Sydney on. Am I setting that up the right way?
So yeah, Chris, why don't you go ahead?
That Jenny didn't know that we want to see if Sydney will.
No, I think
will.
Jake should set it up.
All right, Jake, take us through what your wife did.
So I should just straight up ask Sydney.
Straight
first.
Up ask straight Sydney us, first, yes.
Sydney, when you take your car in to get your tires rotated, what does that involve?
Oh. Okay.
Oh,
just try anything.
Yeah. Well, give it a shot.
If you envision, what do you envision them doing?
Say, Sydney, we need to rotate your tires. You say, okay, what do you envision them doing?
Them physically rotating my tires.
In what way? What do you mean rotating? Explain.
Like rotating them. I don't know.
Walk us through it. Come on, girl. You got this.
What is rotation?
What does rotation mean to you?
On a car.
Turning.
So
right?
Them just turning the wheels that are already on your car? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that because anyone can do that.
Okay, so
ahead.
What give us more explanation.
Maybe do they have to like prop the car up in some way and turn them with some sort of contraption?
Oh boy.
No.
Oh yes, it. Yes.
Oh, Jenny and Sydney are the same person.
Oh my God, you guys share a brain.
Oh, yes. Ben's gonna be so sad when he does this.
Oh,
so can
Ben
I explain?
Is gonna just destroy you.
Did I explain Ben's myself?
So I'll explain first.
Yes,
what Jenny thought tire rotation.
Yes,
was.
Yeah, because Jenny is gonna. You're gonna skew it so badly.
No. I promise I won't.
Well,
I'm just
you have to like.
Just
never mind.
Just let Jake tell the story, Jan.
Sydney, do you want to try one more time?
No, because I really don't have a clue. I don't have a damn clue.
Okay. Jake, go ahead.
So I asked Jenny if she knew what getting your tires rotated meant. She said, and confidently said, oh, yeah, it's when they prop your car all the way up where all four wheels are off the ground and they spin your tires with no weight on the car.
That's what I envisioned in my brain.
That makes around. Sense if you think about it. And yes, I agree.
I'll let Jenny explain now why she thinks that needs to be done.
Go ahead. What Thank was the you, explanation, Sydney. Jenny?
I love Sydney so much right now. It does make sense. So, you know, you have a lot of weight in your car. You hit a lot of bumps and stuff. So things get out of line, kind of like our bodies. You know, you see it, acupuncture, you get realigned. So I'm thinking, oh, okay. So it totally makes sense. You have to get your tires rotated. They take the weight up. They crack up the car, and they let them spin unweighted so it evens itself out.
Makes sense.
Oh my God. Oh my God. First off, Sid, Ben is going to crush you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Jake, when you heard that explanation, I can't even fathom what you did.
I called you guys right away and said I couldn't believe what just came out of her mouth.
So
and
can then, you tell me what it means now?
Go ahead, Jake.
It's when, it's basically because your normal commute on a car, your tires will wear differently. So you swap your front left with your back right and your front right with your back left just so
they move them around.
So they actually take the tires off, Sydney, and rotate them around in different spots.
So you get even wear on all the tires.
Yeah.
I feel like rotate is the wrong term to use.
Well, what would you use? How would you define that?
Move I would them. Say that I'm going to switch your tires up.
And yes, like, a tire switch.
Yeah, the old switcheroo. Switch.
I'm going to give your tires the old switcheroo.
Switcheroo coming yes. up right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they said we're going to switch your tires up, wouldn't you have thought that meant they were going to put different tires
and
on
Sydney
them?
Wouldn't give a shit anyway. She yeah. said, okay, yeah, go ahead and throw some new tires on there.
Exactly. Whatever. Safety, you know?
Here's my dad's credit card. All good.
Yep.
Are those the most expensive ones? I have a lot of money.
All right, so Jenny, you got a little bit. Jenny, you got a little bit vindicated, but it was Sydney who vindicated you. So I don't know how good you really feel.
She's actually 3 for 3, though. Yeah. We asked our sister-in-law the same question on the other side of the family, and
she literally
says the exact same thing.
Yeah, you got to pull the car up off and let the wheels spin.
Oh my god! So I really wonder for everybody out there who's listening. If you be truthful, if you knew what a tire rotation was,
is this like the wine cork thing where we're going to find out we were all on the wrong side of history?
And maybe a lot of people thought that. Wow, wow,
wow! I'm stunned.
I am stunned as well.
I stand by my thoughts.
Me too. I think it maybe we need to start doing this to cars.
You know what? You could start a business off it because apparently there's a lot of people think that would do some good to the car.
People will give you money to jack their car up and just spin their tires.
That makes perfect sense.
I believe it's probably beneficial in some way.
I'm just going to give them an old spinner Magoo. Yeah.
That'll be $82.95 plus tax.
I hope I brought cash.
Jenny, did you have any idea of how long you thought they would have to spin?
No, just till it all evens out. I don't know how long it would
take.
Till it all evens out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, so lest you not think that that's the most egregious error made in the last 2 weeks in the lives of the Golic family, my sister Sydney one-ups everyone, including herself, with a...
We are really sorry in advance for this one.
We are really sorry about this one, because I really don't know where she's going to go to explain it either, so God knows you may need earmuffs.
Let me say this right now. If you, for some ungodly reason, listen to this podcast with like a young family member of yours, one, I'm calling Child Protective Services because you're wholly irresponsible, and two, maybe like shut their ears.
Either that or just get ready to have to explain to them what went on.
They're all going to grow up eventually, so...
Okay.
Sydney, go ahead.
All right. So I've been thinking ever since it happened last week how I'm going to explain this on the podcast, because at the end of the day, I don't want to give away too much information.
Here we go.
Something happened in my body.
Oh, my God.
And I needed some pills for some help. And I was researching my problem. And the answer to a lot to this problem was use a suppository. And I was like, no, I don't want to use a suppository. Like, why would I want to, like, stick something inside my body? I'd rather just eat a pill. And so after extensive research on Amazon, I ordered what I thought were pills that you take by mouth. And they come in the mail, and I run to the mailbox. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get better. This is going to be great. And I rip open the box in the kitchen. Ben's not home, mind you this, or he would have stopped me probably. And they look like pills. I have them in front of me. They look like tablets. And I open one and I put one in my mouth and I drink some water and I swallow it. And then I go back down. I was like, okay, I should make sure if I have to take one or two, I should just like finally read the back. And then I stare back.
She finally reads now after she's ingested.
Yeah. I stare back at the pack and the words that are staring me in my face say, do not take by mouth. And I'm like, and so I pick up the actual box and I read on the front that it is indeed a suppository.
Oh.
And so naturally, Ben's not home. I can't ask him. He's the number one person out of all of us that I would ask.
Sydney's boyfriend, who in addition to being a tight end for the Bears, is also studying to become an infectious disease doctor one day.
Yeah.
So I'm bugging out a little bit, and I don't know what's going to happen. So
were you dripping or what?
I couldn't feel my face about 6 minutes later. So I call mom and dad, and I'm like, hey, happy Wednesday. Quick question. I accidentally ate a suppository. What should I do? And I didn't think it was bad enough, but then mom's like, yo, you gotta call poison control and make sure you don't have to go to the hospital. And I'm like, no f-ing way, it's that serious. So I hang up. I'm texting Ben. He's in meeting, so he's not responding. But I'm like, hey, can you call me like when you get out? Like, I have a question. I call poison control. I unfortunately have to give them my first and last name.
Oh no!
And I was like, I ate a suppository that I thought it was a pill, like an oral pill. And she like audibly starts cracking up on the other end of the phone and makes me read the ingredients on the back. And I read it to her and she's like, okay, luckily those ingredients aren't dangerous enough to where like I feel like you have to go to the emergency room, but you might throw up. And my face is numb at this point. So like I feel like Ben's going to come home and like I'm going to be dead on the rug.
When that suppository be hitting, bro.
Can we just say it's a little messed up for poison control to be laughing at you? Like, what if they called, like, oh, my son just swallowed lithium ion batteries. Like, is he going to be all right?
Maybe when she said her name, they understood, though.
Why would he eat lithium ion batteries?
Think about this. The last two podcasts, the last one, Sydney was huffing a Sharpie during the podcast, and now this one, she ate a suppository.
My body can overcome so much.
Someone did comment that you guys were lifestyle fitness coaches, and you're huffing.
Yeah, huffing Sharpies.
Sharpie on the podcast.
That has nothing to do about good bicep.
Smells good.
So, by the way,
sometimes them pills be hitting different.
We got to ask, though, did it do its job?
I feel great.
Oh, okay. God.
That's where I'm going to leave.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
So let's end it with this. When Ben came home again, Ben is someday going to go to med school and become a doctor. And you told him, what did he say?
Well, first of all, I'd like to point out it's concerning. I texted him probably 8 times and for him to call me, and he just walks in all jolly. And I'm like, hey, did you check your phone? And he's like, no, I didn't look at it. So like, if I'm ever in trouble one day, like I'm just going to die because he's not going to be there.
Ben won't be your one call.
She died the way she wanted to. High as hell off ass pills.
So maybe I got to switch up my emergency contact. But he came home and I explained it all to him and he just kind of looked at me and he looked a little concerned, a little sad. And then he cracks a smile and he just goes, babe, you gotta read stuff. And he goes, when you have a kid and little Timmy gets into the medicine cabinet, are you going to FaceTime me or your mom to see if you need to call poison control? Like, just call poison control.
Oh, that kid's dead.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He's the one eating the lithium ion battery.
He needed a recharge.
Oh, my God.
So that's my story for the week.
Oh,
for the week.
You're
welcome.
You are just our.
God, what does it say about Jenny and Sydney?
That we're
I'm looking pretty good right now.
That we shouldn't leave you home alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Now said the F word four times on the podcast today. Yeah.
Sorry.
Getting her money's worth.
She is.
Wow.
She's blaming it on the pills.
Oh, my gosh.
Side effects.
She's continued to take them now that she realizes they don't hurt her.
Yeah. Side effects also include foul language, a sad, disappointed boyfriend, and a family who no longer trusts you.
Oh, my gosh.
And still unfiltered access to your father's credit card. All right, so we also did something fun today on these interwebs. We asked you guys if you had any questions, some mailbag-style questions, and you delivered. So we wanted to answer a couple of those while we had the time here. Mom, you were looking at me concerned. Did I miss something else?
No.
Is there another place you wanted to go here?
Nope.
All right, cool. Well, don't edit that out because that's not what we do in this podcast.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, so I'm going to ask you guys some of the questions that popped up in the Menchies here for Sorry in Advance.
Menchie's
ice
really?
Cream. Menchie's ice cream.
Why do I
have
feel?
One right across the street.
Why do I
potential
feel?
Sponsor.
Potential sponsor. Yes.
Can I just say really quick that if I referred to Menchie's as Menchie's, that I would be getting destroyed right now.
Because you're a
grown ass man.
Man.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Cool ass.
Like I would never say it either.
Cool
right.
ass.
All right, Mike.
Cool ass.
God.
Going to the Menchie's, Mike.
Poor whoever has to edit this podcast. We lift him up in prayer.
His ass is swear.
Unbelievable.
Jesus.
Just unbelievable.
See, this is what happens when we get left alone.
I know. Honestly. It's exactly right.
Chris McCown tweets in, who is the most to sit next to while playing blackjack? So I'm assuming he means doing the most.
Most.
Well, Sydney, usually when Sydney is playing, it's when we're at a Darius Rucker concert and we go afterward and Darius and I play and whoever is there and Sydney plays and we put her in between us and she's usually hammered, so we have to play her hand for her.
To this day, I do not remember one single blackjack game I have played in. I don't know. I forget the rules every time because I black out.
So I have to say this. I feel like I can answer this question for all of us. This is not a character that's been mentioned on this podcast up until this point. Cousin Eddie is a family friend from our days back at Notre Dame.
Wow.
Eddie would do the concert circuit with us a lot. And Eddie came to a Darius Rucker concert, I want to say in Cincinnati.
No, it was in Michigan.
It was in Michigan with us.
Yeah.
And we were all, like as my dad described, we love playing blackjack after. Darius loves playing blackjack with markedly more money than I do. But.
Yeah.
And so we're all sitting back there playing, and Eddie is playing at this table. And Eddie,
we're in a high roller room because we're with Darius.
Yeah.
So,
and
or with me, you know.
Or with
me.
We're also with
well
Jen.
Well played, Jen.
And we're back there, and Eddie does not understand, like, etiquette in social circumstances. How Eddie is alive at this point in time is still amazing. And Eddie is loudly cursing at the table and then proceeds to see a blackjack dealer that he likes and walk behind the blackjack table to dap this dude up. And I mean every person working back there, every pit boss stopped like a movie, like you heard the record scratch and everyone looked at Eddie and we all had to get up at once and be like, no, he's cool. He's
they
with
were ready
us.
To swarm him.
They were. And so Eddie received then a one game suspension
he
from
did.
The next concert.
Well, we put him on a couch. We said, go sit on
a couch.
Minutes later, he was passed out on the couch. And then, as Mike said, he was banned for one Darius concert. He couldn't go with us. That was his discipline.
Who threw up in the bag on the way home?
That was Amber.
That was Jenny's friend Amber.
It was Jenny's friend Amber, and when we got out of the car, Jake grabbed the bag and heaved it
threw
down
it like
the
a
street
grenade.
Like,
yeah.
like a grenade.
Wait, that was the slap the bag. It was a bag of Doritos.
He kept pretending it was Franzia and slapping the bag.
Finished the bag of Doritos and then threw up in it and filled it back up.
I was the only one sober in that car.
Yeah.
God, you were mad.
Oh, problem.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was just terrible. She kept passing out holding the bag, too.
Yeah.
And I kept having to grab the bag because she kept coming close to dropping it on the floor. It was an ugly one.
God, I love her.
Yeah.
God, I love her.
Good question, Mike.
Shout out to Amber.
All right. So
shout out to Amber.
It was a good question there. Shout out to Amber. Big money. No whammy. All right. This one from M.E. Davis. This is a bit of dating advice. When can you check your phone when with family, friends, on a date, a business meeting, etc.? When is it appropriate? I'll siphon it down to date. If and when is it appropriate to check your phone on a date?
On a date?
I would say it's not.
Well, see,
are you dating this person for a while, or is it like a first?
I would think this would be like an initial round
in the beginning. In the beginning of the date,
yeah. I think it's important. I mean, obviously, I haven't been in this situation, but I would think it would be important to put your phone away and be interested in what was going on there.
I would say if you're checking your phone on the first date, it's probably not going very well. Yeah,
I would. Again, this is something, Chris, you and I be very difficult to, because this it was so different when we were young and dating. But I would say, yeah, you need to act interested and put the phone away.
Put away your stone tablet, son.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Really? Really?
But don't you feel like even when you go out with people you haven't seen in a while?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
important to put your phone away and be present.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
I think anytime you're out with a group of people, more often than not, being there is the priority.
Right. And I mean, obviously, if it's a good group of friends, you can check your phone like towards later on. But for the majority, I wouldn't make it a habit.
Look at us giving that like serious advice.
Jake's watched a lot of Dr. Phil. What would Dr. Phil have to say about this?
Put the damn phone away.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So, did you fart again?
Oh, no.
Can we end this?
Oh, my God.
Well, this is just not fair.
Listen to his laughter coming.
Oh, I know. He thinks he's the funniest guy right now.
You just say it, and his little face turns all red.
I was trying to have a serious conversation here, and Mike just gave me that look.
Because I smelled it.
You know what? I don't feel good, okay? I don't feel good.
We should have put you in the other room.
I'm doing this podcast under the weather. And that's what happens.
All right. Does someone have a would you rather?
Yeah. Does anybody?
Wasn't there one in one of the reviews?
I couldn't. Let me think of how he put it. I was going to try to pull it up, and I couldn't get it to come up on my phone. But he said, would you rather be able to drink and never have a hangover, or eat as much as you want and never have a food baby?
Oh, dude.
Oh,
Jen?
Eat. Oh, my gosh. Never. Are you kidding? That's like dream come true.
Yeah, I didn't know if anybody would want not a hangover.
So wait, but question. Is it eat and never feel like full, but you still get all the effects? Like, you eat a ton and get fat the same way you drink a ton and get fat or get, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he said no.
But you just don't feel the hangover.
No health consequences, so whatever that means.
I think from the sounds of that, you'd still be feeling the repercussions of eating.
I was going to say,
your caloric intake and whatnot.
Yeah. Mm. So you're just removing the pain of like a stomach ache or the pain of a hangover.
Right.
Oh, then hangover. Then food, no problem. Yeah.
I'm going food.
Oh.
Are you?
Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, you and Mom don't drink a lot.
No,
so.
We don't.
But when you do.
Yeah, when she has that one Moscow Mule or that Apple, whatever the thing is.
Apple.
Aperol Spritz?
Aperol Spritz.
Oh, my God.
That apple thing.
Alcoholic apple thing.
That was a drink of the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was it ever.
Isn't that White Claw?
White Claw wasn't White Claw.
Run out of White Claw?
Yeah, White Claw is like
short
supply, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I finally had my first White Claw at the Darius concert a week ago.
Thoughts?
I liked it very much. I had the black cherry ones.
Did you get hammered off one like you did off the Moscow Mule?
I had three of those.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
Potential sponsor.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened there, but.
Drinker.
Uh-huh.
Well, so, I mean, particularly on brand, technical difficulties will shut us down before my father launches another fart into the atmosphere.
Whoa. Yes. Come on.
We need this to be over.
To clear out this room. So mercifully, we thank you all again. If you've made it this far, really consult a physician. Thank you, as always, for listening.
Hey, guys.
Mom's doing this on her own.
My stomach's getting grumbly.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Thanks, as always. Sorry in advance.
I am actually sorry for eating the suppository last week.